get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always,
I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou.
Welcome back.
Woo!
All right.
What are we talking about today?
Well, that's guys, that is a great segue, Sophia. So on April 20th, 2023, the Backstreet Boys celebrated their 30 years together as a band.
Wow. I think they were forced to because the fans were like, what are you doing?
So a lot of people had ideas of what they should be doing.
What they should have done.
To be
many
fair,
things were not done, but you know.
If people like have very high expectations for the Backstreet
really
Boys, go low
they,
expectations. And then if they go above that, then they're like, oh, wow, thank you.
I mean, to be fair, they are the most highly rated, highly successful boy band. So they are put on like kind of like a pedestal. So mm-hmm. people are like, this is, we expect great things from you, Harry Potter, you know, and like,
right,
like O-Town, yeah. Just like, hey, I'm glad you showed up. Right. But like Backstreet Boys are like, this is our like show pedigree show.
For sure. You know but I'm mean? Just saying in the sense of a fan, don't go high expectations because you'll always be disappointed.
What did they do for the 25th? Do you remember?
Wasn't it a cruise?
They go golfing?
Yeah, I think it was a cruise.
Yeah, we did a cruise.
So a lot of people kept wanting them to do, and they kept saying, we're not doing anything for the 30th. And then they're like, "Oh, they're just going to surprise us." I was like, do not expect this. Mm. So anyways.
Because at one point, AJ did an interview saying that they're going to go golf together.
And they're just like, you're just golfing. You're ignoring the fans. You're
right?
Going to be a band.
I agree.
Which, you know,
yeah,
understandable.
Yeah.
Our hard-earned money goes to
for
their
sure.
lifestyles.
So. But also, they've been touring for a long time as well.
Like 4 years.
So I can see, obviously, the fan side, because I'm a fan, but also the Backstreet Boys side.
Also, they added a bunch of show dates to the end of the tour. Mm. So they continued on. They went to Egypt. They went to...
They attempted to do
South Africa. Yeah. They tried to go to Israel. There was some sort of
bombing.
So for safety reasons, they postponed it. Now they've officially canceled it. Mm. So hopefully things will be okay in the future and they can go back, but it probably won't be the DNA tour. It'll be whatever the new tour is, but who knows? Yeah. So anyways, people are like, oh, maybe they're going to release a DVD or maybe they did none of these things. What they, sorry, but I do have to say that is 30 an actual exciting thing. Like, is it in increments of 5? Like 25, yes. 50, yes. Like 30 is still good, but is it like, oh my God, it's the 30th anniversary?
I think because as a band, they've been together 30 years, because no band of boy bands has been together.
So that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking the 30th anniversary in general. Like
of
paper or whatever the heck you do. Like, because what I'm going with here is that our morning show, Sunny and Hayes on Bounce 102.9, who used to be K-Lite, have been together for 30 years. Their anniversary is around about a month after the Backstreet Boys got together, which is funny.
Wow.
But they had their 30th. So for their 25th, we went to one of our clients. We had this really big party. We had listeners come out. We gave away trips. Like, it was like it was at Brangus, right? So it was like a fun party. For their 30th, they didn't want to do a party. They wanted to just be like chill and low key. So we did give away 30 trips in 30 days, like prior to it, like a countdown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for their actual anniversary, we just had like a staff, like
gathering.
So I got like stuff from us. We had like croissants and muffins and coffee and juices and things like that. It was nice. It was nice.
I guess it depends.
That's
on
what
the
I
people.
Was saying.
Okay.
But they didn't want to do anything. And then their manager's taking them out for a fancy dinner. So I'm like maybe 30 isn't a big deal to a bunch of people. Like in radio, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
First of all, to be with the same co-host for that long, because generally they want to kill each other.
Yeah.
But also to be at the same station. Like, we did change the name of the station, but it's the same station for 30 years. That's pretty rare. So
yeah.
That's
so
not,
maybe the boys were like, oh, let's not do anything.
Let's not do anything.
We're just,
whatever.
You know.
Be fair once more.
Yes.
We have survived a global pandemic everyone's a little burnt out and tired.
And so, wants to party.
I mean, well, okay, they're broke, yes. Yes, they want to party, but they're also tired. That's like, true. As a content creator, burnout is a very real thing that people have to deal with, right? Yeah. And especially after the pandemic. I mean, I feel it myself, too. Like, I haven't updated my Patreon since January because, like, I'm just like, I just don't have the energy for it. And, like, and then when fans are just like, fuck you, like, insane, like, fuck you emails, I'm just like, you know what? Why am I even fucking bothering with this shit? So, like, I can see where you could just be like, I just want to do like a little thing. I don't want to make a big deal out of it just because like people are, we are, newsflash, slightly in a recession, even though we don't really want to talk about it. Mm. It's, you know, it's a little bit tough, right? So, I mean, like, I get it, but also at the same time, 30 years is a long time.
And I don't want to bring it up.
Bring it up.
It could possibly also be about that thing.
Oh,
the divorce? With one of the members. No, with Nick.
The lawsuit.
Oh, the slight smidge of a lawsuit.
Maybe that could also
have been, because that messed up a lot of their Christmas stuff too. So.
I mean, so maybe. Yeah. I mean,
we don't know.
Could be a combination.
That could be true. You know what? That's a good point too. So, and they didn't go to 90s gone because they ended up extending the tour. So there's like a lot of, there's a lot of moving parts when things happen.
There's lots going on. Right?
So anyways, so Sunny and Hayes had a few past guests that had come on and they did a little thing and whatever. So, and listeners called in and stuff. So what the Baxter Boys decided, you know, and because you know what, let's be honest, there's not one thing they would do that people would not complain about. People complain about everything. Yeah. I love this fandom. We are lovely people, but we love to complain about everything.
Yeah. But isn't that also like society?
It's all fandoms. Every fandom. What about the fans in Timbuktu? What about the fans over here? What about people who are poor? What about people who are rich? What are they like? So regardless, things are just, you know.
Yeah.
So it's at the end of the day, it's their anniversary, whatever. So what they decided, cost effective and a lovely thing to bring the people together, was that they
and then even this was lots of complaints about it.
We'll get to it. So what they did is they launched a website called BSB30. So
I really like the way they did it, though.
It took me a second to realize this, that I was like, why does the B look so weird? Because it's a 30.
30 years.
And then YS for years. So I was like, oh, Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God.
I was just like, smart, clever. I was like, smart guys. Yes. So, but prior, when you would come to this page, it says, so they launched it, before the anniversary? About a couple weeks before, a couple weeks before. It says, as long as there'll be music, you've been here from the start. We know who you are.
Oh my God.
From everyone.
There you go. Now it's time for you to help us kick off our 30th anniversary celebration by voting on your top 30 moments in BSB history. We'll tally your votes and count down starting April 20th from 30 to number one moment. There'll be more surprises to come.
Oh.
So at the time, you would go to this website and I counted, there was 100 options for you to choose from. So then you had to pick exactly 30 or else they wouldn't let you submit. And then it says, so your votes are in, we're counting them, stay tuned for the countdown. So the amount of people who participated was 32,852.
Wow.
Now, personally, I would have then updated this afterwards, but they did not. But shocking. Anyways, so, and then a lot of people were confused because they thought all 30 were going to happen on April 20th. And I was like, it's countdown. Why would they release all 30? So that what they did was 30 days.
Yeah.
And they released one a day.
Yeah, exactly.
So then people were like, why didn't they do it previous? And then the number one is that on April 20th revealed. So then,
because they want things to keep going. Exactly. People complain. That would have been nice. Right. Because everyone's like, oh, something exciting is going to happen on the 30th. And I'm like, guys, lower your expectations. Nothing exciting is going to happen.
It should have, though.
Yes.
Like, yes, it should have. But we also have to realize who we're a fan of.
They have.
We love them dearly.
Yeah,
we love them dearly.
We don't call it Backstreet Time for nothing. Yeah. So, like, I get it. So at least they launched this on.
Absolutely.
And they were mostly on time.
They probably did it because everyone was complaining. They're like, we gotta do something.
What's so people
free
feel
that we can do?
People feel involved.
Participate.
Sure, the website cost.
$10. anyways, domain, so, but okay.
Anyways.
I'm sure the fan club paid for it because
probably that is. Yeah.
So I can't remember all of the, I don't remember many of them, but so what we'll they try. Did, so we're going to go through it. And we're going to go through these top 30 moments.
Yeah.
And then at the end, maybe if there's something that you think of like, oh, this should have been on the list, then we'll.
Or maybe like say like, this should have been number one.
Or you guys in the comments can let us know what you thought should have been here.
All right. Alrighty. So let us start. So we're going to go on their Twitter. So what they did is that each day they had a video clip of one of the boys announcing whatever the thing was of that day. So each of the clips were maybe about a minute long or less, very short. Like, so yeah,
45 seconds.
So it was like a quick little like, boop, here you go. Yeah.
And then coming each back boy every- introduced. But then also there was a complaint because there was no Brian, Kevin, and Nick.
Because
so it was always AJ and Howie first.
Wow.
Okay. People just complain, like literally, because like, why are they only showing them? So anyways, here we go. So it says, to kick off our celebration, we're counting down your top 30 moments in Backstreet Boys history, starting with number 30. A night out with the Backstreet Boys VHS.
What?
Yes.
You're going to want to stick around because we've got some special surprises along the way. Stay tuned. Love you all. Okay. So do you guys remember ever watching this?
Never. Yes.
This was a very big deal when you were like back in the day. So it's VHS. You watch this concert.
So it was like a full-length concert.
I believe they filmed in Germany.
Okay.
And then they put it on VHS. Yes.
So our equivalent was NSYNC in the Mix.
Yes, I remember
so
that.
So that's what we would watch.
Yeah. I didn't know Backstreet Boys had a VHS.
They do. I think we actually gave it away for our 100th episode.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so we have some.
They sound really good in this because it's like obviously peak performance.
Look
peak
at their lovely outfits. Yeah. They're wearing suits. There's carpet on the ground.
And there's gorgeous. Was this just
very quiet and not like there wasn't like sexy dances or anything on
no,
this?
No, it's just
it
like
was just more of like a performance.
Intimate and interactive or whatever.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
With a band. Sorry, look how big that band is. Howie had his Jesus hair. Yeah. So I love that in this video. You can see that AJ's.
Let's kick off the Backstreet Boys top 30 moments.
Do you see the smoke coming out?
He sure is smoking.
Smoking as he records this.
Oh, man, really?
But I noticed that they were kind of recording it while they were on tour.
Yeah, so that's why, obviously, they weren't busy, but the others may have been busy doing something. So then when they were together, then obviously Nick, Brian, and Kevin did videos as well.
Yes. So there we go. So that's number 30. Classic move. One of the first things that maybe people hadn't gone to a concert. This was the first way of seeing them in concert.
All right.
Okay, perfect.
Fair.
All right. Number 29 is not there yet. A lot of people wish them happy 30th.
Oh, okay.
And then they kind
like,
of,
what's happening?
They had just, so BSB 30, it was their 30th anniversary. So people, they were retweeting them. Look how young they look.
I know. So
with their
cute.
Little leather pants. Kind of looks a bit like a pirate.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on here.
That's cute.
Okay. So 29 is Howie. And so AJ was announced 30. So number 29 is Howie. The first single off our DNA album, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Fun fact, the choreography for this music video has some sign language in it.
Ooh. Which is cool.
Baby, don't
I love
go.
It.
I just always thought this was very like much like an alligator.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody else think that or a shark?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do remember when this came out.
We were very excited because we're like, yes, they finally got like a number one single. This is a nice video.
I remember being very anxious before it came out. Be like, please don't let it suck. And I don't want people to be like, oh, the Backstreet Boys are over. So this is, I had put a lot of anxiety into this.
I don't know
and
why.
Then I was just like, and I was away for work in Barrie when it came out at midnight. And I was like, okay, let me watch it. I'm like, okay, brace yourself. And I was like, okay, it's good. It's good. So.
Yes. I remember also staying up and watching it a bunch of times to help them with subscription or views.
I wish that they had just picked a different title for it, because every time I'm thinking of it, I'm thinking of Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I couldn't if I tried. So it's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, other artists also have the same songs.
Like As Long As You Love Me with Bieber and the Backstreet.
Yes. And then This Is Us has like also Justin Bieber as well, I believe.
Yes. Yes. I feel like, yes.
Yes.
Backstreet Boys have two songs named Breathe.
That's right.
You know, two songs.
Christmas Time.
It's and Christmas time again. Yep. So, you know, originality in titles may not always be the key.
It would be nice,
here.
But yes.
All right. So anyway, so thank you, Howie. So next up, we got our buddy AJ again. Woo! Coming in at number 28 of your top BSB moments in history is our larger-than-life Las Vegas residency.
Yeah, that was good. We saw that. We went
together, yes.
It quickly became the fastest-selling residency in Las Vegas history.
Yes.
Spanning from 2017 to 2019. Who was there?
We were there.
Woo! Wow. So
we went to 3 shows the first week that it went on sale, I believe, in 2017 of March break.
And that was just me, you, Diane.
Yes.
And then we took us, Lydia, Paula, and my mom, and we all went. And
I think that was also March break.
It was March. Yes. Yeah, it would have been March break as well. So yes, they had a lot of sparkly jackets. They had a lot of hit songs. I thought that they had the sexy dancers for Lydia.
Yes.
Great.
And you were surprised that AJ and Nick were there in the audience.
Yeah,
yes, we because, you know, we look things up and find out where they were going to be and which sections they stood in front of. So we specifically bought tickets in that area. We wanted tickets in, obviously, the VIP front row.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, but we did not have like $3,000 to buy a table, so we're like, we'll just sit in these tickets, which were fine. They were good.
They were good. Yeah.
Although I couldn't put up my sign.
All in all, this is a really great moment in time. Great to celebrate this kind of history together with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have that moment.
They had a little VIP lounge backstage that we did when we did our meet and greet.
And that was
they had like a photo booth that did like gifs.
Oh yeah, did the Easter one. The Easter ones, yeah.
This is when they stopped allowing props though.
And we picked up Howie in one of them.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I asked Howie permission. I was like, Howie, can we pick you up tomorrow for our meet and greet? And he's like, sure. So I was like, hey Howie, we're gonna pick you up. He's like, okay. So no one is helping.
I helped.
So I like literally like grabbed Howie and like lifted him up, and then like
and I
think AJ's like touching his toe from above.
I think it was Brian that one.
Brian, and they're like, "Oh, don't grab my butt!" Because he was saying one of the guys was grabbing his ass.
Oh, okay.
It was just very.
But I had Howie's legs, and I think just Brian had like the.
I feel like I don't even know what inspired this. I feel like maybe they had some pictures of them holding girls, and I'm like, "It'd be really funny." They're like, "Howie's the smallest." We'll just pick him up.
You just had Nick smiling.
Because Howie's always at the end, and a lot of people, he usually gets the shaft in pictures. We wanted to show Howie, we love you and we appreciate you.
Okay.
We had also gone to the after party with Diane's mom, Paula, as well.
Oh, yeah, and we did.
In the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
Paris Hotel.
Paris Hotel, yeah. And we also did a meet and greet with Howie as well. Because I gave him the chapstick. And I was like, look, Howie, remember this?
That was at the Paris. Yes. So that's good. So anyways, that was
lots
a lot of fun.
Memories. Yes.
Vegas is expensive, but it was nice that they were just there. Yes. I feel like it was less stressful for them because they would just come in for their days. Like obviously AJ lives in LA, so he would come in for the couple of days, fly back. Nick lives in Vegas.
Yeah, he moved there because of this.
He was just like, oh yeah, so I'll just like have a casual drive to work. So it was pretty good. I enjoyed the show.
I enjoyed it.
It was a good show.
We obviously did because we went
to see it a bunch of times. Yes. Okay, up next, we got our boy Howie again.
Ooh.
So as you can see, he's wearing the same shirt. So I feel like they recorded a few of them on the same day. It's a weird teddy bear shirt.
This!
New Kids on the Block and BSB. In the 27th spot of our all-time favorite supergroup, NKOT BSB, we were honored to record an album and share a tour with New Kids on the Block. Good times.
It was good times.
Yeah, this was an excellent... Excellent show.
Yes, it was very good show. Obviously, because I also went a whole bunch of times.
Yeah,
I would say probably 8 times.
Yeah, we went a bunch of times.
And by the end, I was like, yes, I love New Kids on the Block as well. So good on you.
It was good. It was a good thing. Like at the beginning, there was a lot of animosity. People were like, yeah, we can't have them together. Like it was bad. And I'm like, this is New Kids on the Block and Backstreet. They're not even the same decade.
No.
So like, could you imagine if, I know they always pretend that this is going to happen, that if they did a Backstreet and NSYNC one, people would lose their minds.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And a lot of people are like, well, I'm going to protest. I'm like, excellent, protest, stay away.
So I can get
and then I will get the good seats. And then when you cave, I'll have better seats.
Yeah. New Kids on the Block won me over.
They were really
first
good.
First of all, Donnie was like, I'm sorry, we cannot headline only. Backstreet Boys are really good as well.
Yeah.
So they made them equal.
Yes.
Because I remember
it was great. It was a good back and forth.
yes,
between them.
And this was when they also had backstage VIP tours. So I went to.
Oh, did you do one?
I did one with Brian and Howie. Brian in Montreal and one Howie in Vegas. That was actually my first time in Vegas in this particular tour.
Now that I think about it, this is, I think, the first time I met the Backstreet Boys was with you, but this was the first time since then.
Yeah.
That
you went to Buffalo.
I went to Buffalo with Olivia, and I think I won a pass. So I was like, oh. But it was funny because the other VIPs I'd go to in Canada, everybody would be standing and sitting.
Oh, yes.
In Buffalo, everybody was like sitting down. That's the first time I met Nikki. Was
that? I also had that experience. I also had that experience in Vegas.
Yes.
Which I was shocked because I was like, in Canada, we stand.
We just what stand. Like the boys are there, we're standing. Everybody there was just like sitting down. We're like, okay. But yeah, so this was an excellent, excellent show. The CD is great. They have Don't Turn Off the
Don't Turn Off the Lights Now. Lights Now. So and then All the Things in My Head. What is
All in My Head?
Yeah, All in My Head. Which the boys recorded first.
Yeah.
And then add in New Kids on the Block, yes, which is a nice song.
So funny, though, because every time I listen to the CD, I'm like, oh, which band plays this song? And then Gina would be like, both of them. This is you ask me this every single time you hear this song. Yeah. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's
I thought it was a really good time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree. Yeah. I feel like maybe that should have been a little bit higher on the list. Yes. But, you know, who knows what the other things are.
Yes.
So. All right, moving along to number 26. We got our boy AJ again. Woo! With the palm trees in the background. 26 of your
looks very windy in
top
the
favorite BSB moments of all time. The No Place official music video.
That was good.
Released in 2019, this music video was the very first time in BSB history that our families were featured in one of our music videos. Because this song reminds us of our families, it meant a lot for them to be able to. A lot to us to be able to feature them. So this is a great video.
It's
so
very cute.
Everybody's at home.
Please. So.
So very cute. Like AJ and Rochelle. And then the very cute part is that look how little the lyric is. And they finish it. And then she's like, again. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's how we end this.
Yes.
So yeah. So Brian's like cooking with his family.
Because we're always like, again, let's play the songs again.
Yes.
Yes.
So yes, this is a very cute.
Sweet.
It's a very cute music. And I really like the song.
I also like the song.
It was good. Yeah,
I like it. And the video.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like, good job, Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
All right. Coming in at number 25, we got our boy Howie again.
So then this is where like it started to be like.
Like people were getting annoyed.
Yeah,
because it's
like
been,
AJ
it's like
and
it's
Howie.
Been 5 days. It's just AJ and Howie.
Yeah.
Where are the rest of the boys? They don't care about this. Blah, blah, blah. You know how everyone
does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So bringing in at number 25 is our Backstreet's Back Tour, the first ever U.S. tour. Ooh. It kicked off in Canada and eventually took us around the globe. So, yes. So why
does he look
like an Oompa Loompa?
No, they're in coffins. And they're
because they're vampires.
Puffy
pirate
shirts.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was like vampires as well because vampires had that.
Yeah, they all kind of wear the same.
Yeah.
It was during that same era.
Dracula.
Did I go see this tour?
No, because we would not have been able to afford it.
That's right.
Is this the one that you snuck into? No, this Into the Millennium Tour was the one I snuck into.
So is that after this?
Yes.
Okay, so we did not see this. We were young.
Because this was like 97, 98.
We were young and had no money.
No money,
but
honey.
But it looks pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool.
Minus the pirate shirt, but yes.
I like that. That's
you
a
like
very...
It?
I love Pride and Prejudice,
yeah,
man. Like,
true.
I love that shit. Men should wear this again. Wear it. Guys, put those on.
Hey,
women want to see that.
Modernize
it,
maybe.
Did you buy one for Kenny to wear?
No, I've tried to, but just it's a cost
issue. I don't want to be a pirate.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
So somebody had posted that there was their first show, and then they were talking about that they have upgrades.
Now people are excited because
Brian has arrived. Brian has arrived.
So at this point, people are on. I believe they're on tour now. That's why there's a video of Brian.
Oh, because the other ones would have been filmed at their own.
Okay. Yes.
So
this was a big deal at the time.
So number 24, ringing in at 24, is our 1999 TV special performance From This Moment On with the lovely Shania Twain in Miami.
Did not even know this happened.
Yeah, this was a great performance. I remember Much Music played like a lot of things from the U.S.
Yeah.
So anything that was on like CBS, they would play it on Much Music.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't know, like, how come, but I'm like, hey.
Why not?
It's a steal of a deal.
Shania is our guy.
Yeah.
Canadian. She's Canadian. So, she's Timmins, I want to say.
Timmins, Ontario, yes. So I'm like, this is a pretty good thing that happened in Backstreet history.
Yeah.
So
collab's always good. So
yeah. And they still love each other because Shania Twain went to the residency when it was in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
And I believe she also had a residency.
Yeah, I think she did too.
Makes sense.
Probably, yeah.
She's very tiny, apparently.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. A lot, even Britney Spears is very tiny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I feel like there's some sort of, like, Illuminati, like, celebrities are just mini like people.
Miniature.
I don't know.
Put her in a pocket.
Put them in a pocket, yes. So, anyway, so that.
All in all, a great performance.
Yes, and for those who are not watching, Brian is wearing a gray shirt and a camo hat as he introduces this clip. So, there
you go. His eyes are very bright and blue.
They are very blue.
It's a camo hat,
yes.
So, there you go. And a chain around his neck.
Yes.
All right. Moving on up to number 23. That is not it. This is an ad for a show. We should watch this, by the way. Did we add it to the list?
Yeah, I think you did.
So it's called Family Legacy, and it's a brand new music series that looks back on the most celebrated moments of legendary artists through the eyes of their kids. So Brian and Bailey are on this. I think it'll be fun,
because Backstreet was in NSYNC.
That's neat.
Which NSYNC people are on there? Is it Joey's Kids?
Joey Jones' kids.
Yeah, so anyway, so there you go. We'll see if we have that access to watch it, because I don't think we have. Do we have Paramount Plus in Canada?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Maybe on Prime?
Maybe.
We got Crave. That's the closest thing we got.
Oh, sometimes we get that. Anyway, so that's cool. So, which is always interesting, because I've always wanted to, like, interview, like, family of celebrities to see what things. So this is, they already did
especially
it for
especially Bailey, right? Because Bailey's been there, like, from the beginning, obviously.
Yeah.
As a
kid. Absolutely, yeah.
There you go. And you're, like, crazy fans. I'm like, that's my dad. Like, you know,
right? It's like, Laura's out in the bush again, Dad. What should I do?
Yeah,
like, just throw her one of my socks.
If you're mad at your dad, then you start like selling his stuff. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, we should look into that. So, Family Legacy. That is now back to our regularly scheduled countdown.
Yeah. And see, now Kevin is
Kevin has arrived. Tour.
Yes.
This is them in Iceland.
Yes. Wow.
Lots of snow. So they had an amazing time, like looking at the pictures and stuff. Some of them went early. Who went early?
Howie went early
with Jen and
like a week early,
Tierney
almost,
and
because he was doing like Howie eats.
He was doing stuff. He was just going around. Yeah. Justin the photographer.
I think Justin.
He was just hanging out and having a grand old time. So it was like, good for you. And then I think AJ came next. Maybe.
Yeah, AJ.
Yes.
And then Brian and Kevin were together. Yes. So apparently it was like Howie and Nick at one stage, and then Kevin, AJ, and Brian. Because they were making fun of Howie. Oh,
hey, boys and girls. Hey, boys and girls. They were doing that.
And then AJ was like, hashtag Howie D.
Yes.
So they were making fun of his
They were having feuds against each other. Because I guess AJ was jealous that Howie was putting all this content. Not jealous, but making fun of him. And I guess Howie goes, hey, boys and girls. And he's like, hey, boys and girls. Boys and girls. Blah, 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 blah. So go check that out.
To be fair, that was a fun like little thing that they were doing. Because I was like, wow, thank you for the content.
A shocking amount of people that we know went to Iceland.
Yes, I
was just
that.
Like,
it's
like,
cheap to fly there. That's why.
Right? So it's like kind of a cool thing to go check out. So
it would have been cool.
I was like, oh, we should have gone. I have no money. So anyways, whatever. But because even Hamilton Airport flies to Iceland
it's
like a hub for Europe. So Iceland's like, how do we get tourists? Cheap flights and then have them like stay here. So anyway, so number 23 of our top moments in BSB history was receiving our star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That day was so special to us. We were surrounded by the amazing fans from all over the world, as well as our closest friends and family. We're honored to be part of something so iconic forever. So
I feel
our
Jenna
was at this, right?
Yes.
So they actually did a live stream that you could watch their Walk of Fame ceremony. And we were at Diane's house watching it.
Yes.
So okay, this is funny. So they did this ceremony, and then there was like an after party to go do this thing. And they were like on the roof just randomly interviewing people. And then we saw Jenna in the back. We're like, oh, Jenna, turn around. And we're like yelling at the TV like idiots. Like she could hear us.
She cannot hear us,
Right, Chad, you're there.
I feel like this could have been a little bit higher. Because that's a big deal, Hollywood Walk of
Fame.
Kevin
here in this one.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, is it though? You got to pay for your own star. It's not like they give it to you. It's kind of like, you know, like Guinness Book of World Records, where like when we were young, we're like, whoa, this is such prestige. When you like grow up, you're like, oh, this is just like a business transaction for for some bullshit.
I think that's why it took NSYNC longer, because they didn't have funding.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because
somebody has to, like...
You have to be nominated. You have to get over, but then you also have to pay money, because it's expensive. It's Marvel. When I was in L.A., we went to go see them and take pictures. So me and Leslie, and we took a bunch of pictures. And it's cute. You're taking these pictures. But after a while, you're like, it's a pink star with a name. I'm like, how many more pictures of this pink star with a name do I have?
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, but it was still fun. We definitely took pictures with it when we went. Yes. It's the background of my phone. So, so that's a pretty cool event. And then,
So anyways, it was a nice event to see them get a star. Because at that point, only New Kids on the Block, I think, got it. At that point for the boy band. Maybe New Edition, possibly. I don't know.
What's interesting is then they did like a performance type thing in like a venue. And then they were showing part of their documentary, so we were all very excited. But then they cut the stream on there.
Yeah, the stream went black.
And we're like, what the hell? And everyone's like, is something wrong? Like, so people are like tweeting and stuff. And then like suddenly Howie appears like, hey guys, we're not allowed to show you this documentary, but hang out with me backstage. And it was
my favorite is like, whoopsie. You think that this is how Howie sounds?
I don't know why Howie is like a Mickey Mouse.
Well, to be fair, AJ also thinks he sounds like this. Hey, boys and girls.
Anyway, so... I remember being very annoyed by that, but I think they performed some songs or they had a Q&A or something.
They were,
they had special
they were sharing the new album. And that's when I thought you were like, oh, how do you know Soldier? I'm like,
You're like, I could just make the words up.
You can hear the song lyrics. You can tell a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the girl in the front row was also singing. And then
they said, how do you know the song? You. It's brand new.
I told you. Yeah.
There you go. So that was it. So
you know your format.
All right, moving along. So who have we not seen from yet? Nick has not.
Nick has not. So
and he's still not.
Here's Brian.
Back coming in at 22. We got Brian. He's wearing a different outfit. He has a black hat and
No, it's a camel hat again. That's not a camel hat. Yes, it is. It's just darker.
Yeah, I think it's a camel hat.
Well, he's wearing a
He's in darker lighting.
All right.
I love how you did about Brian, but not Kevin. What Kevin was wearing.
Oh, sorry. Kevin is wearing his long hair. He's wearing a winter jacket. He has a toque on and some sunglasses.
Although, I guess.
Okay, coming in at 22 on our top moments in BSB history is the Into the Millennium Tour, which became the top grossing tour in history at the time. Talk about a whole lot of love.
This was my first BSB concert at the Sky Dome, which is now the Rogers Center.
Ooh,
on November 11th, 1999. It was amazing. 14-year-old Sophia loved her life.
So they have, AJ has blonde hair and like a goatee going on in this.
That was basically a peak when you're like, okay, AJ is the one that does different hair
colors. That's an interesting stage. So it was in the middle?
It was in the round. Into the millennium in the round.
That's very cool.
And then this is also like, they were on surfboards. So they like came close to my aisle area. Ooh. So that was pretty close. And then this is when they sang Don't Wanna Lose You Now, which is like a very great performance. And it like moved me.
Is this still part of like the Lou Pearlman era, or did they jump
in? I feel like maybe this was the end of that.
Okay. Yeah, I think this was the new one.
I see, okay.
I feel like this was around 2000, right?
Yeah, 2000. Yeah.
Okay. 2000, yeah. I can just guess by this shirt that the next one is going to be AJ, but let's see. Let's scroll up, boys and girls. It's AJ!
Yeah, and they're in Cairo.
He is wearing... a fishnet shirt over a black tank top and pants, a Raiders hat in red. And that is not an actual thing. It's just him saying, Cairo. So in Egypt. All right. Here we go.
Oh. All right. Good. Excellent.
Okay.
And we're back.
Next, we got Nick has made his first appearance on the list at number 21. He is wearing a green sweatshirt and has his hair lovely coiffed.
Yes. He looked very good there.
Looked very good. Not right now.
No, in his preview thing.
Yes. So can you get down with this?
Woo! I can.
Number 21 of our top BSB moments in history is our Get Down music video. The music video featured such unique choreography. We still use it on stage to this day.
The choreographer, Fatima Robinson, is the one that did this choreography. And this is the first song that I fell in love with Backstreet Boys. hits. Yeah. This is the song that started it all.
Yeah. This is one of the first, is this the first one that came out or no?
We've Got It Going On. Okay. It was in 95 and then 96.
Because I definitely remember this. And I also remember at one point, one of them was humping the other guy's leg.
Yeah.
And Gina's like pausing and she's like, look, look what's happening.
Yeah. So I just remember Get Down. But then I don't remember hearing We've Got It Going On.
Yeah.
I only remember hearing We've Got It Going On after Get Down.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird. Yes. Because I don't, because obviously I didn't become a fan until 96.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's girls flying from a disco ball towards them.
So, guys, you need to understand where we were in this era of history, okay? We were at, like, computers were barely functioning. MS Paint, like, shit was not. So when this video came out, it was like a technological advancement because like there was like people on screens, people were floating, like green screens were becoming a thing. Like it was very, that's okay. Cause what, because We Got It Going On did come out first, but they were just at a basketball court doing some shit. Whatever.
Okay, that is the one.
Yeah.
And they so washed the car too.
Yeah. So this
and like 100 degree heat.
So maybe it came and maybe it didn't get enough attention until this came out.
This came out.
And then they're like, oh, let's also play this.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's probably.
So that this is, so the technical advancements that were done in this video look stupid now, but were like amazing back then. So that's why it got so much attention.
Like there, Nick is like, does anyone on the floor like
does anyone else think Nick kind of looks like candy corn right now? With
his hair? A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was this was the curtain hair style.
It was the style
at
the time.
It was the style.
That was his signature look at the time. It was great.
Yes, so they got oranges, they got yellows, they got black, they got all this badassery.
Yeah, because then you could see like
boy band poses, right?
The colors, they all had different colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And more, I think, also the music video kind of borrows a lot from like the Swedish kind of.
Yes, that's right. Because at this time they were with Dennis Pop, Max Martin.
That's right. That's right. Kind of like see that Eiffel 65 kind of
That's a good a very good analogy.
All right, let's continue.
All right, who do we guess is next?
Well, it looks like nothing.
It is nothing. That's when they went to
Egypt
and they're on camels.
Nick, tunnels.
Nick did a live going up.
Oh my god,
tunnels.
That was amazing content.
It was crazy because first of all, it's not that big in there.
No,
and it go like up on this
very second. Like narrow.
And poor Mike, their bodyguard, looked like he was going to die.
Yes. Poor guy.
Because it was
like, just, I don't know, Nick was from Pharaoh's.
He
and
was
shit.
Leading, and then he just fell behind. And we're like, oh my!
Nick was—he called it something. Nick, archaeologist or something.
Archaeologist,
yeah. And then the last video, because I don't know, Nick likes to like explain what's happening, and he's like very like tour guide kind of thing. So when they got up to the top of the stairs, he was like, and this is this and this. And then the guys are like, look at me, I'm right here.
Aww.
And then Howie's like, Howie eats. And then Nick's like, there's Howie eats. And then Kim's like, look at me, look at me. And then he was like, see, the guys are like trying to mess up my video that I'm doing for a tour guide.
I feel like
it's fun.
It's sweet.
So I feel like on this, the final leg of the tour, they got to do like the cool places that you don't get to.
And
so,
I
like,
think
visit.
That's why they added dates.
Yeah,
because they wanted like go
because I don't believe they've ever done this before.
And to be fair, from a business standpoint, you want your trip to pay for itself,
right?
So like you know, like one little like haha dancey time, you get to do all this fun shit. I would have done the same
exactly
thing.
And it's cool that they get to bond together, right? Like this is the most I've like probably seen.
You're having a bond, grand old time.
Yeah,
I feel like they got closer than this tour.
Yes. All right, and number...
Okay, guessing from the hand, who do we think?
Oh, this is the Macho Man coffee.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
This was, like, the best. I'm like, yes, this is, like, wrestling
adorable.
And my favorite.
That's
so what... they're all pretending to be Macho Man?
Yeah,
Randy
like,
Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Coffee in the morning, yeah.
Oh, look at them. Oh,
and then he's... And then the last part was, freak out, because... That was the commercial that Macho Man used to do about
cute.
The coffee.
Oh, that's
it amazing. Was. I was like, yeah, this is amazing.
That's like your two favorite.
I was like, yeah, oh my God, you love it.
It's all coming together.
So in the comment, I wrote, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I love it. All right, let's keep going.
We made a poster once about AJ Macho Man wants his beard back. And I was like, he's dead. We're like, oh God.
Oh God.
Yes. Oh, speaking of beards, up next, we got Kevin here, looking very goatee-like, wearing a gray t-shirt and sunglasses with his hair pulled back. And making a splash at number 19 in our top BSB moments in history countdown is the music video for Drowning. Which version is your favorite?
I was going to say, I do not remember this one at all.
So like he explained, they were doing the first video with the water, but it didn't look good, they said. Oh. And then they went to this simple video.
Howie's got some hair going on.
Nick's hair is a little weird too.
So obviously I enjoy them in water because you get to see like more like hotness.
We got Mama Lou Jr.
Yay.
I feel like I speak for a lot of fans who are obviously want to see that, right?
It's nice seeing hot men
sweat. Right?
What do you AJ's think? Wearing a fishnet, like he's a mermaid.
I believe that was like the half
the crop top.
Yeah, the crop top. But yeah, they changed it because like it doesn't look good.
They're also wearing too many clothes.
Yes, I think.
But the simple version is not bad.
It's different.
But also, that's AJ.
Yes, that's true. I don't know. I don't remember. So great song.
It is a very good song.
This is the one that kind of sounds a little country, though.
Yeah, country.
Every time I'm gonna take you in,
and then sometimes you like almost forget that this song is by them, and then when you listen to it in concert, you're like, oh my gosh. Such a good song.
Yes. Yeah. Why am I thinking? What's the other one that has? It's blue.
You're thinking Shape of My Heart. Shape of My Heart. Yeah, I know. I get.
So this has two versions. And then what was the all? Is it All I Have? Not All I Have to Give. I'll Never Break Your Heart.
Yes.
That had two versions.
And I want it. I want it that way. Also has two versions because it's No Goodbyes.
Oh, okay. So
because Matt Lang wrote that one, and he wrote it to make sense. But then everyone was like,
it sounded better when it didn't make sense.
So they went back to that one, which I think
was an entirely different video for it too then?
There's no video for that one.
Oh, okay.
It's just a new song.
Okay. Like the No Goodbyes. The lyrics just changed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which no I was, goodbyes.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, I'm glad they went back to that one because that's like one of the biggest songs, right?
I love the nonsense. Everyone loves the nonsense.
Just sing along. That's all that matters.
So great.
Cheers, right?
Exactly. All right. So Drowning, good song. All right, up next, looks like props.
Looks like Kevin
again.
Oh, gorgeous.
He's wearing a Kansas City hat, gray. He has his hair flowing out like Lydia does when she sees somebody and she's like,
hello,
So it says, take a real deep dive in BSB history with number 18 on our countdown. The show them what you're made of documentary.
This is like one of the best documentaries.
Yeah.
It was nice to like see them from their beginnings. They went to tour where they used to go to school.
Yeah.
Their homes.
Lou Pearlman's home.
Lou Pearlman. Boot camp times. There was a fight between Nick and Brian at the time.
Yeah, this is Kenny's favorite moment.
This is the analogy of the basketball from Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
You're Michael Jordan. I'm Scottie Pippen. I want my Michael Jordan back.
Yeah.
I'm a Scottie Pippen. I don't forget how it goes, but you get the analogy. Overall, I really enjoyed that we got this.
And we're at the very end of this.
Yes.
In the crowd credits. You can see our signs because they filmed that at one of the Toronto shows.
Yes.
And we flew actually down to the
LA premiere.
Yes.
And for there was going to be an after party, and then there wasn't. So it is what it is, but it was still fun.
It was well made. It's one of those documentaries you can watch with like anyone. You don't have to be a fan of Backstreet Boys to fully understand the journey. And it was really great. Yeah, I think me and Kenny watched it maybe twice or three times.
Yeah, well, I watched it a few times. Like I watched like a whole bunch because I watched it three times in theaters. And then at your house, I watched it.
Yes. Yeah.
Kenny loved it. And he is the manly man. So it's really cool to see like the journey, right? Because like we only know one.
It wasn't like
part.
A fluff documentary because some of the other ones that are like based on children, like a deeper one.
Like for example, I don't know, a few episodes back we did a One Direction documentary and it was very much like
fluff.
Everything's fine, guys. Just don't worry about it. And then you know they broke up, right? Here you saw like the rawness, like the dirtiness, the uncomfortableness. And the good stuff too. So that's what kind of made it such an amazing documentary because it was no bullshit.
And I think it was good because at first they were just gonna show the making of the album because that's why they did 1 month in London.
Yes, that's right.
And they extended and they're like, oh, let's show this. Let's show their like home base. Let's show how, what the beginnings of that. So that's why it became like a full fledged. and documentary just, like, and then instead
they
of an album.
And then they were going to win Kevin Returned. But that footage never got
yeah,
there.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They shot a lot of footage.
They shot a lot, yeah. Because at one point, the New York City, where we went, the GMA thing was going to be the end. Mm-hmm. But then it didn't become the end.
Yeah.
They included like, more things.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Sophia in the shot? Just because I don't know. Because I know when we get
Shot.
Okay,
good.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Please go
on. All righty. So going down to number 17. Whose body is this?
No,
Howie.
So Howie is standing in front of a water feature wall wearing a mint t-shirt.
Yeah.
We're bringing the holiday spirit to our top 30 moments in BSB history countdown with number 17, A Very Backstreet Christmas.
I think this is great to be on the countdown because we waited 28 years for a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And they did not disappoint. I really enjoyed
it's
the Christmas
album. It's a good Christmas album.
I think they did a great job. So two thumbs up. I really enjoyed it.
We did do an episode.
We did
about
have an
it.
Episode. We reviewed it. So go
sad
check that,
that
out.
It the, cut short some of the promotion because
true.
We were gonna go, but yes. You know it is
for
what
reasons.
It is.
Yeah,
yeah. It is what but it is. Great job on this Backstreet Christmas
yeah.
album.
Yes, totally good. Add it to your Christmas playlist.
Yes.
Nick all right, Carter. We got Nick back again. He's in the same mint sweatshirt, lovely hair.
Like, like we said,
is it yellow? I don't know. Colorblind.
Maybe like
it's a light.
I feel
it's
like,
a pale color.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt.
Let us know in the comments what color his shirt is.
Yes.
Okay.
But like I said, they did a whole bunch of.
Yes. They filmed a few at a time.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 16 on our top 30 moments in BSB history countdown is return of Kevin Scott.
Yeah,
Richardson.
We were just talking about it.
What a day it was welcoming Kevin back to the GMA Summer Series performance in Central Park in 2012.
And
we
are
there.
In there.
Do you see us?
I don't think so.
So we decided, so we camped out overnight. So we'd seen Kevin the day before at a VIP thing. And
GMA rehearsals.
And then we came over to this, camped out in Central Park.
Wow.
Because, you know, I went,
it's a park.
Not that bad.
It wasn't
other
bad.
People there.
When you're with friends, whatever, right?
People there, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
at four
fine.
In the morning, I walked to like a convenience store to get us water. It was just, you know, by myself. New York is not that scary.
It's fine. If you're with friends, whatever.
Okay.
Some people slept in a hotel. We slept on the road. But
on the road on the sidewalk.
It was on the sidewalk. Yes. It was grass.
Did you buy like a tent or a tarp or something?
No, that was a different event.
Oh, okay.
We did bring it.
We brought
a
blanket.
The crappy part about this is that all the people that camped out were behind a group of like GMA winners and things. But we were like pretty much the front row behind the barricades. And I was dressed as a banana.
Yes.
Yes.
And Sophia had a chicken on her head.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
So
yes.
We wanted to stand out in the crowd and it
yes,
worked.
Yes, we were.
Yay.
And then we're like in pictures. Kevin does like a selfie in the crowd. And we're there all the way at the back. And
woo.
You see our hat and you see a banana.
That's yes. amazing.
And then when they were promoting the documentary, I believe they kept showing that clip. So
yes.
Like good. Excellent. So welcome back, Kevin.
Yay, yes, that was
Kevin.
A great moment. The GMA rehearsals were a lot of fun. It was almost
and then
like
Kevin
a,
was crying, and then everybody was
we
crying.
Were also aww. Crying. Yes, that was our first picture back with Kevin because I didn't have a picture with him.
Right,
you didn't either. Yeah. So.
Nope, I did not.
That was there good.
You go.
Yeah,
very cool.
All right,
all right. We got AJ is back wearing a bingo hat or something. I don't. It's backwards.
Yeah.
We are officially halfway through our countdown. Coming in at 15 is the Black and Blue promo tour around the world in 100 hours.
Wow.
All right. I just say like this is like a very cool thing because this is like peak time for them, for the Backstreet Boys. They had like a Backstreet Boys plane that they rented out
from
Transcontinental
or Jive Records, whatever, whoever it was. And they were able to go around the world.
Can you mute that? Okay, please
you
continue.
They went around the world 100 hours to promote their new Black and Blue album. Brazil was crazy for them. I believe because they were so crazy, they performed above on
like
the
a
rooftop of the hotel
really?
To get them at least something because.
Mm-hmm.
They were going wild for them. I believe at one point the bus was there and they had to like sneak them in
to get them on
through.
There.
They had to sneak them through the crowd. It was crazy.
I feel like I heard somebody in Australia said that they got to go on the plane or something.
But didn't they go on the conveyor belt in Australia?
Yeah, something like that. And they also went to South Africa this time as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. So all around the world.
And then they went to Sweden, and then New York City is where they stopped for the album
release. Very cool.
Yes.
All right. We got our buddy Nick again. He is telling us, throwing it back to 1998 with number 14 on our top 30 moments in BSB history countdown. The All I Have to Give music video.
That was a good one.
So this is a really good song and a simple video, but I liked it because, like I said, they have the colors.
Yeah.
At this time, they always did the colors, the different colors. You could tell like which one is which.
Yeah.
That's how you could find them. Just looking into your eyes, into the camera.
Yes.
And yes, they have their
open
the
shirts.
Suits.
Some of them have the open shirts.
They got the iconic hat dance that they bring
the
out.
The hat dance is the best.
Yes.
Because they brought it back for the Las Vegas
residency,
and the DNA World Tour, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes. The colors thing is actually like very, very popular even in like Japan. Like a lot of the idol culture, a lot of idols will have like their signature color, and they'll be like, if you like us, make sure to light up your pen light this color.
Yeah.
So like that's very, they were like ahead of their time in this way.
That's fun, right?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We got our boy AJ back. He is wearing a black t-shirt and another hat. He really owns a lot of hats, eh?
Hats and shoes, I believe, are his thing now.
You know what? Hats are kind of nice on guys.
Yeah. True.
At number 13 in our countdown is our music video for Incomplete. And a reminder to never let AJ drive a stick shift again.
Oh, God.
So this was awesome because obviously the boys are back from their break of like a couple years. Because some people might have thought, oh, they're not going to return. But they came back with a bang.
Hooray!
Incomplete is a pretty like power ballad, like strong.
Yeah.
This is without Kevin, correct?
No, this is with Kevin.
Kevin's
still here. He leaves after. But this is really good. Obviously, AJ doesn't know how to drive.
I don't either, AJ. Yes. Don't worry.
Okay. I will only learn if I'm going on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, me too. That's fair. That's fair.
And I'm not getting cast for that. So there you go. Is this still there?
I don't know. Great question. But let's
I think
going.
So. I think it's like different seasons, right?
Number 12 on our countdown, we got Howie here, is our 8th studio record, DNA. Thank you so much for all the love you've shown this album over the last few years. T-shirt and some weird necklace,
and obviously he's on the stage and he's like telling the video about it. This obviously is a really good album. I believe it is not the 8th studio album. I believe it is 10 or 11. Maybe even 12, because we count the Christmas
different
album, right?
But there's different. Some things are called studio albums. Some are called.
Yeah, but I don't think it's 8. I believe at least the U.S. has at least 9 or 10 now. And then we have like 11 or 12. Okay. Because there's no way you have 8.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a lot of the earlier works too, right?
Because
the earlier bodies of work.
Right, but I feel like Canada has at least 10 at that point. And then this one is 11 for us. And then, anyways.
This is our backstreetologist guy.
Yes, okay. This is
BNO's BSB Google over here. So.
But yeah, but it's weird because US has less than us and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, so
right?
Do you count?
What do you do? But there's no 8th studio. I think they got a mistake there.
Alrighty.
But anyways, great album.
Yeah, DNA.
Album.
I mean, it's not one of my favorites, but it has some good, some bangers on there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right, we got Brian here clocking in at number 11, the very special video for Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. This video has been incredibly special to us through the years and still is to this day. Is this
So this is when Brian had heart surgery. So they were showing them in the hospital.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And then Kevin's was when his dad passed away, and he's like looking at videos of him with his dad.
Mm.
And then and then Howie's sister had passed away during this time, I believe, as well,
from lupus, right?
And then was it Dennis Pop or
Dennis Pop as well, because I believe they do in memory of Dennis Pop.
On the bus it said Dennis Street. So.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes,
somber
so
video.
Beautiful song and video that they play to this.
Because not everything can be happy. There are some sad moments, and we need to acknowledge them.
That's right.
All right, let's keep going.
Alrighty. That is just talking about.
They have a new t-shirt that they finally did.
Ooh.
Because usually it's like the
old
one,
picture.
But basically the same old school picture for everything was always different.
Yeah, it was different.
It's new, but in old school style.
Yes.
It's an action shot.
All right.
All right. Guns out. We got Brian here in a tank top and his camo hat is back. Starting the final stretch of our countdown and kicking off the top 10 Backstreet Boy moments is number 10, the video for Shape of My Heart, our first single from Black and Blue. This was the video.
This is a beautiful
So video. This is a really awesome song. It's really nice. This is when they do the Shape of My Heart in the concert.
Yeah.
And then obviously now Brian and Nick do their the whole bodies. Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. And then I believe at this time,
perhaps, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, he looks great here. And then I found out, oh, he's into drugs. I'm like, okay, maybe this is not a good thing to love then.
But this was a very, like striking video. Not everyone was doing, they were literally black and blue because of the album.
Yes.
And it was very visually appealing. They always had very good foresight, for sure.
And I think because, like, they've been through so much at that time, they worked so hard, and then black and blue.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, getting into single digits, guys.
Here we go.
We got our buddy Nick is here again in his same ensemble. What's that? It's number 9 on our countdown calling, the release of our album, Black and Blue. What an incredible era, and it's all because of you.
Aww,
so because the last two videos were music videos and stuff and albums, and people were like, what is this? Who's voting for this? Why did we vote like this?
Blah, blah, blah. The votes are split.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I thought this was the Black and Blue album, I think, is pretty good. They have The Call, obviously, Get Another Boyfriend. There's some bangers on this. I really like this album. It was they sold 5 million copies worldwide and only 1 million in the US, apparently. So apparently that's not good.
Wow.
At that time. Because I remember an article back in the day, and they were downplaying that they got low sales in the US.
Okay.
Because obviously NSYNC had beaten them.
Look at that.
But I'm just saying it was 2.4 million or whatever it was.
That was this album? Why did I think it was Millennium?
No. Millennium was crazy.
Millennium was a bit, but Brian, I remember in an interview, was like, well, we're a worldwide fan base. We sold 5 million worldwide.
Exactly.
So we still
a win.
That's still a win. Yeah.
Millions is a big number.
Oh, yeah. It's a big number.
But at that time, I guess that wasn't good. I'm like, what? 1.3 million is still amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, to a record executive, they're like, not enough profit.
Yeah. Especially because the competition was so big at the time. Right?
All righty. Number 8, we got AJ in a blue shirt with leaves on it.
He's definitely golfing.
Number 8 on our countdown is So Big That It's Larger Than Life.
Oh yeah,
this video is and will always be for you, the fans.
Yeah.
So this music video was 2 million.
Oh,
this was I think the first time they've ever spent that much on a music video.
It broke a world record.
I think it's in a Guinness World Record, I believe.
Yes.
And
I feel like people always think it's the Everybody one that costs more.
No, this is the one.
Yeah.
Look at the futuristic stuff, guys. Flying on surfboards.
Yeah, and then I believe Howie at one point was like, yeah, this is not a good decision, because he was the frugal one of the group. So obviously 2 million, you don't want to spend that much money at that time. But
you're wasting your own money there.
But for the fans, why not, right?
It helped. It helped to get more fans.
But yeah, this is a really good song and not a bad video.
Is this the one where AJ has the laugh in it?
Yes.
Classic laugh song.
Yes.
Excellent. Transformer Nick over there.
There you go.
Okay. It's Mother's Day. Okay. Nick again.
They're front loading Nick here.
Number 7. What do you get when you have a super hot day in Orlando? A hose down. Number 7 on our countdown is the Quit Playing Games with My Heart music video.
Woo!
So this was oh my gosh, as a young fan, you're like, yes, I am a huge Backstreet Boys fan. I'm going to stay a Backstreet Boys fan. This cemented the legacy right here, right?
There's nothing like men getting wet.
Yes.
Amazing.
Like, oh my God. Like,
visual appeal. You likey. I want to lick your face. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was so good.
and the confidence there, right?
Yeah,
it's all about confidence. I mean, like, there could be like, you know, like it all depends.
Is this not the music video that they made fun of with the Backstreet Boys with the Z?
Yes,
yeah. Can we get it together again?
And then this is the one Kevin's like, this is not the one that he wanted to start off his career with.
Yeah.
Because I believe this is the song that started in America.
Yes.
And he called it cheesecakes or something. Something like
beefcakes
or something like that.
Oh my God.
And he just like, yeah. But I'm like, hey, Kevin, it's sex sells.
Whatever helps.
Sex sells.
It's
so
America,
it's cemented
you
your legacy
in.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be
Beautiful. Wow, you guys are objectifying these men.
Oh, Chinzia, come on. They have their shirt unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we also have great personalities.
But
too.
The whole countdown, we appreciate the music, the videos. Now appreciate their bodies.
There you go. Appreciate away. They worked hard for those bodies.
We're balancing it out, right, Lydia?
They had to be in a hot air hanger. They had to practice for a long time. So good for them. Fantastic.
Also, I don't think you guys noticed. It is.
Mute it.
All right. So I.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Where's the mute?
Right there.
There was a bee that popped up.
Yes.
So this is when the secret messaging started happening. So people are like, what the fuck's this?
Where did I just
say? A bee?
Yeah, like the letter B.
Right.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah. Okay. I saw it like for a second.
So I believe like someone were saying like, oh, it's like from the albums.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
It's okay. I know.
But there is like a quick B.
A blue
B. It was white. It was a white with a black background.
Whatever. It's a B.
Because when they first started out, the boy, like Backstreet Boys, was like,
it's a letter from one of their albums.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so everyone's like, what was that? Did you see that? Because then it was Mother's Day. All right, coming in at number six, we got Kevin here, who looks like a floating head somewhere. I don't know where he is. He also looks bald for some reason.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, maybe.
Yeah.
Coming in at number six on our countdown is the Backstreet's Back album.
Oh, yeah. That's
what song from this album is the most underrated?
Oh, that is a good conversation piece. Wow.
So Backstreet's Back is a really good album. They have so many good songs in this album. I think some of the underrated songs is like A Child.
Yeah.
That's What She Said.
Yeah.
That's What She Said.
You have to understand.
Brian wrote that song for his ex-girlfriend at the time. Girlfriend, Samantha.
Oh.
And also there's another one. That's the way I like it.
I am dancing
that's
to that this Sunday.
Yes.
As well.
Oh, nice.
It's a 90s show.
So
yes.
It'll be in the past by the time.
I know. Yes.
So hopefully it went well.
This was released in 1997, so it still counts as part of the 90s. All right. So this was at the time, guys, for the new fans. At the time, there was no such thing as Apple Music. When you bought an album, you listened to the album in its entirety. So everything had to be bangers. There was all killer, no filler. So so that essentially was the
album. Absolutely. Yep.
Chef's Kiss. Excellent. Yes. All right, guys. We're hitting the top five.
Woo!
All right. We got Brian wearing a t-shirt.
And what t-shirt is it?
I can't.
It's Leanne's t-shirt by Wiley.
Oh, cute.
So when Leanne was a model.
When's the model,
yes. Oh,
and then what do you think it's going to be about?
We don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did, as long as you love this video. Kicking off the top five of our top BSB moments in history countdown is the As Long As You Love Me music video. So this is where Brian met his wife.
Cute. Good for her.
This is a good video.
It's a good video.
Yeah, fantastic.
I like the way they changed the guys over time. They did a dance.
Yeah,
so that was cool. And then I believe one of the models was Leanne in there.
Yeah.
But also there was Gina. She's now on Blue Bloods.
Oh yeah.
She plays a detective.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Good job, Gina.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the real name.
I don't think it was her real name.
Yes, but yes, there you go. Click and then they turn and then
and then they switched. So the the boys were the ones clicking, and then they turned into
they're
teenagers.
They're auditioning, and then the girls auditioning.
Yeah.
And then, so then they turned.
Again, technologically advanced for its time.
Yeah, it was very good.
They had to be sitting in that seat, and then click, click, click. Good edit. Good editing.
Great editing. Fantastic.
All right, number four, we got our Kev Meister over here.
Kev Meister, here we
go. An arena before a show because there's no people here.
Yes.
Looking like Snoop Dogg. We wouldn't want it any other way. Number four on our countdown is the I Want It That Way music video, which was in the airline
hangar.
This
is like the most popular song that they have.
Everyone knows it. It's at karaoke bars. Like, it's
classic white outfits.
Yeah.
Like I said, they had two versions of the song.
Yeah.
This is the one that won out. I don't think this went to number one. I think from what I remember, it was like top four on Billboard. But maybe it did. I don't remember.
I feel like it went number one in people's hearts.
Yes. I mean, it might have went number one, but I don't recall. Because it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, they even did spoofs of like, you know, Blink 182.
Yeah, Blink 182, yeah. They
did a spoof of this music video as well. It's very iconic in pop history.
I believe that fan that did the
Taylor
speech,
interviewed, yes.
Yeah, was in this music video as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, from The Walk of Fame.
Oh, okay.
I believe she was in this, she said.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody else had interviewed.
Lori, I believe her name was.
There you go. Yeah, very cool. It was shot in an airline hangar in LA, I believe.
LA, yeah.
Yes.
Turn into the roots.
Maybe they like closed it down for like an hour.
They definitely they closed it down for the day. Yes.
They would have
had to. Okay. All right.
All right. Moving up. We got Crotch. We got Howie's Crotch. He's wearing a red black t-shirt with red flowers. And we're creeping it real. Oh, with number three on our countdown.
Keeping it real.
It's the video for everybody. Backstreet's Back.
There you go.
Classic.
Classic.
They're all movie monsters.
It's paying homage to the Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller.
The bus broke down.
Because they wanted to do like something Halloween-ish.
Iconic like that.
Yeah.
And this is played at every single wedding
so,
ever,
like,
of all time.
It's not like a Halloween song, but it has become a Halloween song.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
And then you saw a T flashed up. So if you're keeping track, we have BTT right. All right, number two. Oh, and then somebody's like, what's the last letter?
So then that's when everyone's like, oh, okay, it does mean something because the boys are doing it.
Because now the boys have retweeted it. They're like,
thinking.
Yeah. All right, coming in on number two, which, by the way, they almost did not post this. It was like almost a minute. We're like, did they forget about the rest of this countdown? Like, what the heck? It was like half an hour to midnight and they finally posted it.
Oh, thank God.
But as you'll notice, there is nobody introing this one.
That's
just fair. A bunch of clips
because they forgot.
Who knows? Coming in at number two on our list of top moments in BSB history on its 24th birthday is our album Millennium. This album has solidified its place in our hearts forever.
Yep.
Thank you.
So this is the album, my favorite album.
Yeah,
because it's such a, like, has so many good songs. I love it.
All right.
Don't Want to Lose You Now. Don't Want You Back.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yes.
All right. So let's go. All right.
Okay. Before we go, does anybody want to guess what number one is?
I watched it, so I shouldn't guess.
Me? Yes.
It's Lydia. Okay. Lydia is number one.
I meant me. Do you want me to answer?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. The lawsuit with Lou Pearlman.
Why would that be a memorable thing that people want to remember?
Because now they make more money. Okay.
Okay, so we got our lovely boy. Your boy Nick is here.
Your boy Nick.
The number one.
All right, everybody. It's the moment you've been waiting for. It's finally here. Your number one pick, our top moment in 30 years of BSB history is the DNA World Tour. We feel this tour perfectly encapsulates the last 30 years of our BSB DNA in one show, and it means so much to us.
So much to us.
Where am I seeing this?
It means so much to us
that you're still coming out to see us after all these years. We're beyond honored to still be able to play new and old music for you every night. This countdown has been so fun, but no, it isn't the end. It's just the beginning.
Oh my God.
So then the letters are
BTS.
No, BTTB.
Back to the beginning.
So people were thinking back to the beginning or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, back to the beach. Yes. And then people are like, no, it's back to the boat. And it's this. And people are like, oh, it's going to be another cruise.
I did think it was back to the boat because I was like,
I don't know.
So what made me think it was back to the beach is I'm going to switch over to the Instagram tab. is right before they started doing the 30th countdown.
Yeah.
They posted a random spring break.
Yeah, that was very random.
What the hell? Why are they posting this? So, hold on, I'm trying to find which one it is. Not this one. How do we go back again? I think it's this one. And it says, we're throwing it back to the MTV Spring Break 98. When we started the party with our Oceanside performance of As Long As You Love Me in Cancun. Were any of you there? BSB Spring Break, BTB. So am I sharing this tab?
Yes.
Yes. So I was just like, okay, it's back to the beach, guys.
Yeah.
Like, they've never been to the beach. Do you recall this happening?
No. I do not.
I think the problem is that, again, MTV. We're Canadian, so this was MTV. But apparently this was iconic, or at least it was to them. They were
so
in the
also like Much Music used to play a lot of things, but maybe they didn't play this because I don't recall. Because usually I recall like a bunch of things about Much Music, but also it has been a long time.
So there you go. So that is the top 30,
which is good that you went back because I totally forgot about this.
So that's why. So we're back to the beach. Let me just go really quick here.
I feel like we're over an hour.
I know, but it's just really quick. I'm trying to go to the website. Are you falling over?
I sure am. I'm just falling over this 30 countdown.
So right now, so here's the thing. So we thought they were going to announce the thing when the countdown was done. They did nothing. There was a travel day. Then it was like awkwardness. Then they like put like GPS coordinates. And then people were like, what
is this? Yeah.
And then we looked up the GPS coordinates and then it was like Cancun.
Ah.
So I'm like, haha, I was right. So now they've released the date of this event, which is April 18th to 21st.
April 18th to 21,
2024. Yes. So at the time we are recording this, they have not released more information. It's been about 2 weeks. Hopefully by the time this actually airs, the information will be out. So you can just go to beach.backstreetboys.com. But yes.
I did think it was funny that Kevin was like, we're capping off the 30th celebration with this event. Where are the other events that you've started?
It's still, you never, so that's what they kept saying. They're like,
yeah,
we're not doing something for the 30th because it's
a whole
the actual day. We'll do stuff for the whole year. We're like, yeah, okay. But this is what they're going to end their 30th year.
You haven't even done anything with starting it yet.
Yes.
So I just thought it was funny.
I feel like you got to have some faith.
Love you guys.
And something will happen.
I love the Backstreet Boys. I'm just being
funny. Was there any moment that was not on the list that you thought that should have been on the list?
Yeah. Why did they show? Did they show Kevin in London? The O2 Arena where they were announcing Kevin's return?
No.
So why didn't
they did talk about Kevin's return though?
Yeah, but didn't that was a big deal. That was the one moment. And that they could have
added. Wait, did they allow fans to put in
stuff?
Okay, yeah, good.
But I don't think any of those made it. They also had they had a list of each individual cruise as a separate memory thing. And I was like, that is too niche because those cruises held maybe 2,000 people.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm like, if you maybe would have put the cruises as one option, that probably would have been picked.
Yeah.
But like, I wasted like four votes on cruises because I was like, I was on these cruises, but not everybody was.
No, that's true.
And maybe they should have done like categories because it was so kind of weird, like how they had them. They just like
they had like pretty much all the music videos and all the albums. Those were options.
That's like
they had. They had some other things, but I can't remember what else.
Like they had the events. Of
and
like
I even wrote in something, but I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah, I just, maybe they could have done a little bit better, like organized it a little bit.
You are more into this. Were any of the fans online being like, why didn't they talk about X or whatever? Or?
Yeah, they said like, why wasn't Kevin number one?
Okay.
Coming back because London, that was a big announcement. Mm-hmm. I felt.
The O2 Arena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything?
I like when they were at Much Music.
Much Music. But I guess they already did a Canada one because the Backstreet's Back tour, it started in Canada. So I guess they
And again, probably a lot more Americans were voting on this thing. Or I don't know. I wrote in the Drake moment, the Drake collaboration. It was a big moment in our YouTube. We have over 400,000 views on that. So go check that out on our YouTube page. Boy Band youtube.com/boybandbreak. Right. So subscribe to us. We have lots of fun content. When we go to concerts, we post events and things. Yes. So there you go.
To make it more accessible for you guys. Because I know it's cost can be a factor sometimes. So it is nice to have some way to attend.
Yes.
Yes.
So anyways, it's hard to get all 30 years worth of stuff into 30 things, but I feel like that was a pretty good representation.
To be fair, everyone has their own memories that they want on there.
Yeah.
So they're not going to, we're not all going
to
agree.
No. Yeah. And some people have met them. Some people haven't. Some have gone to like an obscure thing, but then like, yeah, that might be your favorite memory, but no one else was there. So you can't like, So anyways, all in all, I think it was pretty good.
What
good
was job. Your favorite, guys? Let us know in the comments below.
Yes. What is your favorite BSB moment in the last 30 years? So there you go. And hopefully 30 more. And we'll see.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.